It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9 and 98.5, MyPigRadio.com. Good morning, everybody. We got some great guests this morning, JW.
Yeah, we're talking about the Talamina Rally, which is going to be here before you know it. And it is a great ride to help out the wonderful cause of St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital.
Neil Jones, Dr. Bo Kelly. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
How's every little thing?
Every little thing is...
It's going good. Well,
why doesn't she move the microphone? Yeah, kind of ask him a question. He slides the microphone away.
So you're both doing good. That's wonderful. Now, I know that you have been doing... I've seen your work on Facebook. So I know you've been promoting your ride since last year.
Yes, sir.
For the big, how's it going? What have you got done so far?
Well, so far we've filled up the Arkansas Convention Center, and we had to jump right across the street to the Best Western. And as last count, we only got 20 rooms left. And I'm proud there's like 4 or 5 in that location.
Yeah.
Just in case we need to get another one. We're probably right now anywhere 40 to 50 people above last year.
Good. So tell us a little bit, for those that are out there and they go, I think I've kind of heard of it, but I'm not really sure what it is. What is it all about? What is the Talamina Rally?
If you come down to it, this rally is all about the kids. It don't matter. It is a motorcycle rally, but we have people come in cars, even in the slingshots, spiders. It does not matter what you show up in on our rides. It's 3 days of fun. I've always got certain surprises I don't advertise just to make this thing better. But you're going to come in and you're going to get 4 meals. You're going to get 2 bands, 2 group rides. You'll get rally shirts, St. Jude shirts. And you know in your heart that you're helping the children at St. Jude.
Because the check presentation will be made. When do you make that check presentation?
We leave Texarkana August the 20th. Once all our funds are in for donation, we go up there and August the 21st, we make the donation to the hospital. Come go with me. The Crown Plaza, I have a block set up for 2 days for us, and I'll take you through that hospital, and I'll show you where your hard-earned money went.
Listen, St. Jude's, we've both had an opportunity in years past to tour St. Jude's and see kind of the inside workings of the hospital itself, and it's just an amazing place. What you're doing, the funds that you're raising, not only for the research, but for the support of families that have children at those hospitals. How many years have you been doing this now?
Well, for the St. Jude's, I've done it like 8 years.
Yeah.
And what's really neat is...
In that time, how much time or how much money?
It's a little over $200,000.
That's
wonderful.
From this area.
That is absolutely wonderful.
And, you know, it takes money to run the rally. I mean, you got to pay your bands, your foods. And, of course, Dr. Kelly, he always eats a lot, so we have to have extra food. And,
why is he on you about that?
Yeah, you know.
I do not know. Neil's always trying to, you know, pull some strings around here and get a little extra laugh, I guess.
Yeah, I have that tendency.
Well, wait till we play Who's Smarter Than a Fifth Grader here in a little bit.
So. Yeah, he'll probably win.
I think I'm on everybody's team, man.
That's right. Tell us a little bit about your involvement in Texarkana Emergency Center.
Well, this will be the 5th year that I got involved in it. And as soon as that, you know, I heard Neil's story while we're raising the money, he said, come out and kind of enjoy it. So the first year we just kind of went out and hung out. And then, you know, as soon as I realized, I said, man, this is going all for St. Jude's. You know, nothing's being kept. It's
right.
All being donated to the hospital, to the research, to these families that needs this help during this critical time of, you know, a child's life. And, you know, and so since St. Jude's and I, you know, started their research hospital, the, you know, mortality rates for these childhood cancers has went way down.
Well, yeah, they were.
And the survival rates are way up. And so, you know, you're at, you know, 90 plus.
To like 94 on most of them. That's amazing.
So that's amazing. And so, you know, we're always thinking of something. Neil works 11 to 12 months out of the year to put this rally on.
Yeah, this
on.
Is not easy. This is
and
a full-time
gig. When he calls me and says, hey, I got this, I try to jump on board. I usually hear from 2 or 3 times a week sometimes.
A day.
And so one of the things that I did personally, you know, I took my first Harley-Davidson and, you know, I bought a bigger one. And so I wasn't riding this one. So I was like, man, I need to do something with this. And so, you know, I talked to Neil and some other key players. And I said, I want to donate this thing. And so And so, you know, it's a customized Fat Boy. It has got a theme to it, which is St. Jude's. Also it's got the incorporation of the rally and Texarkana Emergency Center.
You put a wrap on it.
Put a wrap on it, yes. And it's actually a very cool bike. I really don't want to get rid of it now, but, you know, I'm donating every bit of it. And cool. So we're selling tickets. It's
selling tickets?
One, you know, ticket costs $20 or, you know, five for 100.
Can y'all hang out with? We'll talk about this some more. Can you hang out with us a little bit? All right, because we got to play a commercial here, but hang out with us a little bit, and I know you just got off.
I'm kind of getting excited about it now, so y'all roll with it. Y'all got me woke up. Come on.
103.9 98.5 MyPigRadio.com. Talking with Dr. Bo Kelly and Neil, of course, Jones with the Talamina Run 2020 coming up.
Take that break a little bit ago. You were talking about the fact that
tell us more about this bike.
Yeah, you were donating your first and Harley, and what's the situation on that?
Well, it was the first Harley I bought, and it's a Fat Boy, and I customized it out, you know, and then I bought a larger bike to, you know, take on longer trips, and so I didn't ride it that much. So one of the things I wanted to do is, you know, figure out some way to raise more money for the rally in, you know, St. Jude's.
So basically I donated
the bike. We put a theme on it for St. Jude's and the rally and Texarkana Emergency Center. It's all wrapped up. It's a really cool bike. We're selling raffle tickets. You can, you know, get the information off the Talamina Rally's Facebook page, or buy it from individuals throughout town. Come to the rally, buy some tickets.
So
you know,
buying a ticket, you could have a really nice bike.
Oh yeah, for, you know, $20, you can have a really nice bike. $100, you can still have a nice bike. You got five chances to win.
Yeah, you have more chances to win.
Yeah, and so, but the good thing is, all of it is, you know, your donations is all going to St. Jude's. Nobody's keeping any money, and so, you know, that check will be written out to St. Jude's, and, you know,
Neil, you said you got some other neat things that are going to be sold too.
Yes, we got a guy out of Little Rock at the Diddly Guy Barbecue team. He's selling chances on a hunting rifle.
Yep.
And I've got tickets for that. And he told me the story the other day that he was kind of looking for a place, you know, to do his barbecue, and he sells some meat and stuff. And he went to the Eagles Lodge up in Little Rock. The guy said, hey, if you'll have your event here, we're always looking for people to donate to charities and stuff. He said, I'll cut you a check for $5,000 to St. Jude.
Cool.
So I told Tim, I said, when do we show up?
Yeah.
You know, really. My sponsors, here's what I tell y'all, and I tell all my sponsors, you make your check to St. Jude. Don't make your check to me. I have an account set up, and them checks go directly there. Now, some people will ask, well, how do you pay for the food, the shirts, the beds, etc.? That's where your $80 per person comes in. You actually pay for your food, even though you're getting a pretty good deal for $80.
Yeah, you are.
You actually pay for everything, but you can come and know in your heart you're helping those kids.
Now, there's more to that. If you don't want to or you don't have time, you're not able to do the run, but you want to participate in some of the events. I mean, we've got live entertainment on Friday night, Saturday night.
Yeah, kind of go, because you go over you did it on the Facebook. Go over what do the first day, second day. That.
Okay, we show up on Thursday, and you register, and you get all your T-shirts and all your stuff that's donated from St. Jude. And I got a little surprise Thursday. I'm not going to let it out. I probably will because my mouth overloads me. But anyway, we do that Thursday. We meet and greet. And then Friday, we get up. Of course, if you're at the convention center or the Best Western, they serve you a full breakfast. It ain't bagels and boxes of cereals. It's a full-blown breakfast. So then I take them Friday on a great ride somewhere. And all these rides, my number one priority is safety.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring you there, and I want to bring you back.
You know, safe and fun kind of go hand in hand.
No alcohol on the ride. If I catch them with alcohol, I have to give them a map to Arkansas and show them how to get back. Anyway, I take them to Glenwood, and old Joe up there at the Fish Nest, restaurant shut down, and he feeds us.
Yeah.
I pay for all that. We bring them back, and I've had what we call an old poker run. Nobody's standing on the side of the road. We draw cards when we stop, and that way nobody's left stranded. We're all together. When you go through these towns, they are police escorted. They shut the town down because, I mean, who wants 200 bikers running through there and staying all day?
Right.
They get you through, they get you out. Get them back Friday night. Silver Star, we'll have a barbecue dinner. Mike Mayberry and the Slow Hands, which is a great band. They'll be coming out of Hot Springs playing for us. Get up Saturday night, Saturday morning. We'll eat breakfast again. We'll take them on another ride toward Mena, Arkansas, and I'll feed them Mexican food at Papa Blano's. We go up on the mountain, and that's when they take us under their arms up there, and they take pictures that you had seen up on the mountain. They get on top of the hotel and everything. But we bring them back Saturday night. We got Dusty Rose Band. This guy, Jason Springer, he's all about St. Jude.
Yeah, we know Jason. Yeah,
oh, yeah. I mean, he's all
that and Shop with the Cop.
He's, oh yeah, he's hands on, and I didn't have him for a couple of years, and I talked to him one day, and he's so sincere about St. Jude, you just couldn't help it. Now I'll say this: these bands, 99% of the time, won't charge because they're looking at me like, I can't charge you. I just can't do it.
It's the cause, man. Yeah, when everybody comes together for a common cause, as good a cause as this.
Yeah.
Now you thought
it's fun to give.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
You get more out of it than anybody.
Special cause. I mean, St. Jude's got our heart, so I understand exactly what you're talking about. Well, but you had a special deal for people who did not want to be in the ride.
If you don't want to participate in the ride.
Can we talk about that one on the upcoming
we
break?
We can.
Because that's $20 a night, right? But we'll
talk about
that.
When we come back.
And I want to play a game
sure,
this
we'll
morning,
do that
too.
Too.
I want the doctor on my team.
Okay, you can have him.
He's educated.
Me and Neil can handle it.
There's a good chance he is smarter than
a
fifth grader.
Well, probably so.
Probably not, but we'll see.
I need a cheat sheet.
Man, you are worrying about this fifth grader test way too much.
I know. It's killing me.
103.9985.
Well, I got John.
MyFigRadio.com.
It's
going
to be all right.
Why do I got John on my team?
I win that, man.
Why couldn't I choose?
We're up here, Neil Jones, Dr. Bo Kelly, having a good time talking about the
Talamina Rally. When we got interrupted when we had to take that break, you were talking about the fact that there may be some people who do not want to be involved in the ride but want to come out and enjoy some of the entertainment and food. What special you got for them?
And they can come in on a Friday night and get a barbecue dinner and listen to Mike Mayberry for $20. And come back.
And that's at the convention
at
center.
The Arkansas Convention Center.
Gotcha.
Now, if you just want to come in and not go inside and eat or do nothing, the vendors are free. You can walk through the vendors and you can help them out by buying their products. And we'll have some really nice vendors coming into this thing. All of it will be inside, weather related, you never know. But if you come back Saturday night, we'll have the Dusty Rose Band. And we're going to have a catfish supper for everybody. And again,
and
that's another $20.
Just $20.
Yeah. Or you can pay more. We don't care.
Well, yeah.
We start out at 20.
It's going to the
a
same.
A lot of folks will. And I know Dr. Kelly here was talking about, the silent auctions and the different raffles. I got a picture of that motorcycle. We're going to get that put up on all of our stuff. Website and all that stuff here in a minute, too. But
and they can come in either night. And we have stuff in there, like Jeff was saying, the silent auction. Or each night I've averaged, because I start from one year to the next, getting prizes. Example would be a $25 gift card to Tamales, or a $50 gift card to Applebee's, or motorcycle tires, or, stuff like that. And you can buy a $10 ticket, and if I draw your number, that's the prize you win. Now, John, I know mine and your luck. If you buy five tickets and you don't win nothing Friday night, you keep those tickets because they're good for Saturday night.
Cool.
They're good for Saturday night. So you got double chances now.
Did that throw you off?
It did. I was like, man, I'll get up against the wall.
No, that's somebody calling. We'll call you back.
See lights, Neil. Don't assume the position.
He's up against the wall.
Now Jeff's luck.
These are white lights, not red and blue or whatever.
Jeff's luck is if he wins tickets.
Thank you.
And he don't have no more tickets for Saturday.
Yeah.
You know what I'll do?
What?
I'll sell him more tickets. I'll hook
good
him
idea.
Up.
Listen, I do. I want to share your contact info, though. Folks listening,
you
want to get involved on this, either volunteering, riding Jeep junkies. Everybody gets involved in this. To get in on this, get with Neil Jones. Here's his number, 903-276-6884. 903-276-6884 or YammerHammer09. YAMMER Hammer 09 at yahoo.com.
Of course, they got
the Facebook
page.
Page.
Yes.
And Dr. Kelly, you know, to the emergency, I know Texarkana ER has probably got an event page up there. Cause that's a good-looking bike you put together there.
Now, when we come back, we're going to play a game.
Yeah. Fifth grader?
Yeah. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Are you ready, Neil?
He's ready.
I need a new partner.
You can't use your phone.
He has no faith. Hang on. Can we Google?
No, give me your... You got to turn in the phone. Put your phone in the back. It's Confederate Railroad, Queen of Memphis, because that's where this, ends up at St. Jude. That's right. 103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. Are you ready, Neil?
I'm ready. I was looking for the answer up there. It ain't up there.
He thinks you're smarter than me because he's one of you, but that's okay.
Don't look over here, Neil.
Help me out.
Hey. I got this old man font so I can read it.
Help me out.
Well, how are you going to play this if you're looking at the answer?
He's cheating.
It's going to be three. It's going to be the three of you.
That's not even fair. We got Neil.
Okay.
So we're all on our own.
JW. Okay. Well, all on your own. Three teams. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
First off, the following come out of a standard fifth grade curriculum in the U.S. Answer 4 out of 5, or you ain't got the sense of a fifth grader, and we're taking you back
so
to
if
the
we
fourth.
Don't get 4 out of 5, we're going back to the fourth grade.
Yeah, you get it right.
Okay.
You're on to middle school.
Good.
First question, which ancient alphabet most closely resembles our modern-day alphabet? A, Roman, B, Greek, or C, Egyptian?
Egyptian.
Roman.
Greek.
And the doctor is on the board.
Well, we should have known.
I told him the answer.
Did you tell him?
Yeah.
Should have known.
I'm trying to get more money.
Doctor. Here we go. Question two.
Okay.
Which of the following state's capital is Lincoln? A, Illinois. B, Nebraska.
B.
Or C, Vermont?
B.
B.
He said it first.
He said it first.
Well, yeah. then everybody gets the point. That's right.
So the doctor's
ahead.
Yeah,
but they copied me.
I was just waiting to see if you got it. I knew that. I knew that one. I'll tell you if I don't know it, if I'm guessing.
So we've all heard of an IQ test. But what do the letters IQ actually stand for? A, intelligent query. B, intelligence questions. Or C, intelligent quotient.
C.
I'm going to go with A on that one.
C.
Wow. It is C.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We're all tied.
Yeah, right here.
Everybody's tied.
We're all tied up, 2-2.
We're doing good.
All right.
I'm glad it's multiple choice.
Yes. I don't like filling the blank.
Number four. And then we're tied up here, okay, guys. Number four, which came first? A, the Ice Age. B, the Stone Age. Or C, the Iron Age?
Ice. I say ice.
I'm going to go with ice, yes.
It's ice.
We're still tied up.
Why y'all cheating off me?
I'm just letting you go. I will tell you if I don't know it or if I'm guessing.
Okay.
This is to break the tie.
Okay.
Maybe. Otherwise, we'll have to find another game. We're just going to keep going.
I had to go back to extra education.
You're doing good, Neil.
I know I'm cheating.
Who was the Greek goddess of love and beauty? A, Venus. B, Aphrodite. Or C, Pandora?
A.
A.
B.
Yeah, B probably.
JW wins it with a B.
What was it?
Aphrodite.
I'm not going to say it if I can't spell it.
But everybody
spell Venus.
Pandora was the goddess of cheap music. Basically.
Everybody did.
Well, what was Venus?
No, everybody
I
did.
I don't know what Venus is.
That's a wrestler?
It's a planet.
Well, that's true. You're right.
Some say that's where men come from. Hey, listen.
No, we come from Mars.
Venus, Mars.
John, I'm not trying to be tacky or nothing, but me and Bo let you win because you work here.
Okay, all right. That's right.
He actually kind of elbowed.
They're like John works in a room with shag carpet on the wall. We got to give him something.
So I'll take it and run with it.
That's why we keep it. It reminds us of our childhood.
That's right.
Guys, thanks for coming in here. We are super excited.
Appreciate it.
Super excited about
the event. We'd like to have you back in just a little bit before the event happens.
A little bit before that happens
in May.
We could do that.
Okay. He's wanting to come up. He's got to get back ahead of the Beavers.
Yeah, I want a rematch.
Yeah, he wants a rematch.
We can do a rematch when you come back.
That's the word now. It was multiple choice.
I'm
going to
start studying. Maybe I can win this thing.
Can we have the same questions?
I hope so. I can remember that.
You guys are so much fun. We're glad you come by here. But thanks to Texas County Emergency Center, Neil Jones, all of your efforts.
Thank you, sir.
Energy, time, everything you put in to make this work every year. And it just gets bigger and bigger. And I know that there's a lot of folks that'd like to jump in and help where they can. So we're just super psyched that you came by and let us be a part of it.
Yep.
Thank
Look
you.
On
we
Facebook.
Appreciate it.
Give his phone number out one more time.
Again, contact Neil 903-276-6884, 276-6884, or yammerhammer09. yahoo.com
or the Talamina Rally it's Facebook pitching. Page.
Yeah,
that's right. Hit him up anywhere on the social media.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com and be sure to wake up every morning Monday through Friday for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.